Greetings, friends. I'm John Haspel. This is a recording of my Wednesday Dhamma talk on the Bahia Sutta. This talk was recorded March the 7th, 2018. If you find benefit from this talk, please consider a donation at becoming-buddha.com. Thank you. Peace.
Today's talk is on the mindfulness of Bahia or the Bahia Sutta, one of my favorite suttas, but I say that often. I refer to it a lot because it's such a simple and direct teaching. Every teaching the Buddha ever taught, as long as you understand the context, you can take a line or two out of any one of the Buddha's teachings and understand that the whole Dhamma is included in there. Stop. Excuse me. So Bahia was a mostly individual practitioner, not really integrating the entire Eightfold Path, and that'll become apparent when he runs into the Buddha. And so in meditation one day, he starts questioning whether he's actually awakened, when if his practice has brought him there, or even if his practice has the qualities that will eventually deliver awakening. And in pondering, in the sutta, it says that this diva came down and entered Bahia's consciousness and told him, "You're fooling yourself. You don't have the qualities yet, and your Dhamma practice itself does not include the qualities that will bring awakening." Of course, that the deities, as always, are just metaphor for what he was considering, what he was thinking about. So he decides to leave his seclusion and see what he can find out about what he might be missing. And so he happened to be near where the Buddha was staying, and so some of the Buddha's monks and nuns were in the area. And then walking down the road, he came to a few of the Buddha's followers and questioned them if there was someone who might be able to help him and direct him into the right Dhamma. And of course, they told him that the Buddha's not far, you can just follow the road and you'll come across him. They cautioned him that the Buddha was then on his alms round, and to not bother him while he's on his alms round. Bahia was so concerned that at any point he could die without learning the Dhamma, and so he was very impatient. So he set out to seek out the Buddha. Excuse me.
Go lay down, Bose. I want some pets. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go lay down. Come on.
So the Buddha was walking down a road. He was serene and he was at peace. But he walked up to him and placed himself at the Buddha's feet. And he said, "Teach me the Dhamma, awakened one. Teach me the Dhamma for my long-term welfare and lasting happiness." The Buddha replied, "This is not the time, Bahia, as I'm on my alms round." Bahia pleaded with the Buddha, "Awaken one. No one can know for sure the dangers there may be for you or for me. Teach me the Dhamma for my long-term welfare and my lasting happiness." And a second time, the Buddha said that I'm on my alms round. Please ask me again later. Again, Bahia pleaded, "Awaken one. No one can know for sure the dangers for me or for you. Please teach me the Dhamma for my long-term welfare and lasting happiness." And the Buddha finally relented. And he said, "I will teach you the Dhamma. Listen carefully to my words and train yourself just in this manner. In what is seen, there is only the seen. In what is heard, there is only what is heard. In what is sensed, there is only what is sensed. And in what is cognized, there is only what is cognized. This is how you should train yourself. When for you there is only what is seen, or only what is heard, and only what is sensed, or only what is cognized, then, Bahia, there is no you in connection with what is seen, heard, sensed, or cognized. There is no you there, and when there is no you there, you are neither here, nor there, nor anywhere in between. This and only this is the end of stress and unhappiness." So the Buddha just taught Bahia the entire Dhamma, and notice how the concise teaching relates to two key things, and it's two of the three marks of existence, of impermanence and the not-self-characteristic. And this last line here where the Buddha says, when you don't see yourself in any of your senses, or maybe I should say in what's coming through your senses, there's no self-identity. There is no you there, meaning what your senses are alighting on. But he also says you are neither here nor there nor anywhere in between. What the Buddha is referring to is a complete lack, complete absence, a complete emptiness of I-making. There's no I-making in the past, in the present, or in the future. There's no here, there, or anywhere in between. Obviously refers to the whole scenario of the story that we play in our minds. And so in this person that the Buddha is referring to, that he's instructing Bahia on, is describing the complete absence of any type of eye making. So upon hearing this, all the clinging to wrong and ignorant views left Bahia, and he awakened. He thanked the Buddha, went on his way, and a short while later he got trampled by a cow. And was killed. This is when I tell this story in class, a lot of people laugh at this of the irony, and it is. But that points directly to really the overarching point of this this sutta, and you could say all suttas of the impermanence of human life and the possible immediacy of imminent death. At any moment, we are all subject to losing our life, and the most important thing, the most valuable thing we can get out of our human life is to awaken. And so obviously once human life is gone, there's no opportunity to awaken. And so we've lost this great opportunity. And so the two important points of this lesson is the impermanence of all things and how that leads to the immediacy of death. Death is always here. It's always present with us. And then the fact that at any point in time the cow could get you or me, and so the most value that any moment ever has is to use it wisely and incline that moment towards awakening. So I guess I'm speaking to quite a few people who are home today. What a good day to use in quiet as best as you can in seclusion. Leave the TVs off and maybe the computer off as soon as I'm done talking. Leave the books closed as much as you can. Or if you're going to open it, maybe use today as a day to read just on the Buddha's teachings as preserved in the Sutta Pitaka. But make it an auspicious day to hold in mind the principles of awakening and just remember the important points of this sutta, to recognize and abandon eye-making at any point of contact, to recognize when there's anything that's creating a disturbance in our mind or an attachment or any type of clinging, train yourself to recognize, just like the Buddha taught Bahia to train himself, that this is not me, this is not mine, this is not who I am, and then to stay present with what's occurring. And that will always maintain the mindfulness of what's occurring in this present moment, and hold in mind the principles of the Eightfold Path and keep us always inclined towards awakening. So I hope you all stay safe and warm today. I hope none of you are out driving in this, but we'll continue the conversation next Wednesday. If you find benefit from this talk, and you're not already a contributor, so many of you are so generous with your donations. But if you're not and you're gaining benefit from these talks, a donation greatly helps in keeping the talks and the websites and the emails and everything going. So have a wonderful day. Stay safe and warm. Peace.